This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
4.9 The Hump Day Crew, coming to you every Wednesday morning. The queen of pop there, Madonna, with Celebration, her brand new track. Now, joining us live in the studio is a health and fitness expert. Dr. Jim Nasium joins us from the Health and Fitness Experimental Laboratorium of Australia. Good morning, Dr. Jim.
Good day, Ginny, and thank you for inviting me in. It's a pleasure to be here from the Health and Fitness Experimental Laboratorium of Australia.
Yeah. So, Ginny had a bit of problem saying that earlier, I know. It's a tongue twister, isn't it, Jim?
Jim or Gin? So this is Gymnasium.
Oh, Jim and Gin. No, yeah. Jim. Oh, Ginny. Ginny had a bit of trouble with that. But today...
Just call me Dr. Jim.
Okay, Dr. Jim. We are currently... Today we have got the guys in from Fitness First to test our age.
Yes, and currently Ad is out there being tested for his fitness age. Now, a fitness age is your age in fitness years, so your biological age as opposed to your numerical age. Dr. Gymnasium, can you shed some light on why this... this whole fitness age epidemic came about?
Absolutely, I can. It all came into being early in the 20th century when we were working on cryogenics. Now, what happened is people were able to freeze themselves and then reanimate themselves after a period of about 50, 60 years. And what you get is these young people wandering around looking like they're only 20 when in fact they were 103. So we had to invent a new way of gauging how old people were. We carbon dated them, got back some funny figures. I remember one young lad who came back with a figure of 3 billion years, clearly wrong. So we had to get a more accurate way. And now what we do is we test their fitness, their ability to do things against a sort of standard scale.
Okay, and Ads is doing that at the moment, I believe. You don't have to cut your leg off and count the rings and the bones.
No, that's not carbon dating. No, it's not carbon dating. Oh. No. With carbon dating, what we do is we actually incinerate you, collect all the carbon atoms, and then count them. And the number of carbon atoms you've accumulated over your life is pretty much indicative of how old you are. Okay, Standard practice.
Once you guess your fitness age, Adam's going to have a bit of a problem because we're going to have to try and reanimate him and... And do you have to count them one by one, hand?
The carbon atoms, we have an entire team of scientists who work on this. Hundreds of them, because of course your body contains at least 200 or 300 atoms. Now,
Dr. Nasium, you've brought in your big white clear laboratorium screen from your lab yourself, and you're actually monitoring Ads' movements at the moment. What's going on out there? What are you doing to him?
Well, right at the moment, we're testing his ability to walk up and down a very short staircase. As you can see, this is something that people acquire, this sort of reflex, sometime in their teen years. If you're unable to do it, we consider you to have a fitness age of maybe 10, 11. But I can see that Ads is actually mastering the very short staircase. He's going up and he's going back down backwards.
So at the moment, he's quite above his reading age at the moment. He's probably, 7 to 8 years old, do you think, in stairs?
Oh, look, he's a stair master.
He's above his potty age too, it seems.
So what else are we going to do with Adam today?
They're really practicing these stairs with him. It's not bad. Dr.
Gymnasium, talk
us
through.
What else are we going to do with Ads today? Yep. We're going to do a few other things. We're going to test his skin fold thickness. Now, what this actually is we take the skin, we pull it up really tight, get a great wad of it, and then we fold it into whatever origami shapes we can. Now, if you can only make something very straightforward like a fish, then we know that your age isn't very high. If you can make an intricate like 18th century carousel, then you're at least 90.
Oh.
Now looking at Ads, I reckon we're going to be able to make some kind of pelican out of him.
Pelican? I think a pelican, or maybe, with his skin, it's quite malleable. Well, a swan's a standard one, but you don't want to do a swan there. Maybe you can, funny enough, a bit strange, maybe you can make a staircase out of his folds.
That is a brilliant idea. Yeah. And then use that staircase to test the next person.
Exactly. Always good about using that.
And now, Dr. Gymnasium, Bish and I were discussing this before you came in. Now, Kylie Minogue, Madonna, and Britney Spears, they're three very fit ladies. They can sing well, they can dance well.
Yes,
who do you believe is the fittest of the three, in your expert opinion, from the National Health and Fitness Experimental Laboratorium of Australia? How do you feel? Who is the best or fittest out of Madonna, Kylie and Britney?
There is no question whatsoever. It's Madonna. Now, you can see that Kylie and Britney, two brilliant women, very talented, very amazing, but Madonna has managed to just keep those years off her, and she makes it harder for herself. She actually...
Well, sorry, we're being interrupted there. We're being interrupted. Gymnasium. Mr. Jim, Dr. Gymnasium.
I've got to explain what's happening now.
Yeah, Adam's got something. Well, that's a bit off. We should be videoing this. He's trying to blow into something at the moment. Yeah. Tell us what he's blowing into.
This is a peak flow meter, or as most people would recognise them, it's a cardboard breathalyzer. Now, what they're testing here is adds proficiency with using a breathalyzer.
Yes.
If you've never been breathalyzed before, you're probably under 18. If you've been breathalyzed, you'll know what to do.
Yeah, so you can guess the age, basically, almost just on that breathalyzer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're really testing the fine age of somebody, are they less than 18, are they over 18, we'll just pop them in a car and send them on their way.
Well, Dr. Gymnasium, thank you very much for joining us today. Dr. Gymnasium, you go by another name from time to time.
I sometimes go by the clearly made up moniker of Dr. Sean Fabry.
Well, Dr. Sean Fabry from Impro Melbourne, thank you very much for giving us a run through today as Dr. Gymnasium.
Bish, it's always a pleasure.
You're not here with your psychic Mike today. I don't know. We've lost Mike in transit.
Oh, yes. Mike had a minor cold today.
Minor cold.
Enough of a cold.
Bless him.
Not to get out of bed at dawn.
Apparently there's something coming up in September. Impro Melbourne are doing Theatre Sports.
We are. It's our signature show. Exactly. Theatre Sports, which many people will have heard of or done in school or seen on TV if you're old enough even.
I think we still do it in our bedrooms at the moment.
Oh,
but that's a different
segment. Kind of theatre sports.
So that's coming up in September.
Yes, it's going to be Sunday nights. September 20th is the kickoff night, and it's going to be held at Theatre Works, which is 14 Ackland Street, St Kilda.
Yes, the night kicks off at 7:30 p.m. For more information and booking details, check out impromelbourne.com.au.
You can also check out the podcast of Dr. Gymnasium describing what Ads has been up to with Fitness First today on our blogspot, which is thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.